ટિકટ થી Good morning. It's a privilege for me to be here to speak to you this morning. First of all, I want to thank you to Reverend Bruce Hobb and Pastor Nusa for giving me this time this morning to speak to you. So I am privileged and honored to be here to speak to all of you, and thank you for the time this morning. Let's have a few words of prayer. My turn. Let's pray, and then we'll again. Let's pray. Father, how awesome it is to come before you this morning, to seek you, to give you glory and praise this morning, Lord. And Father, as we gather here in this place, let us focus and let us give you thanks for all the benefits that you have given to us. And as we receive those benefits, Lord, let us not forget to give you thanks and praise you. And we pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Wow, how another Thanksgiving already come. How Thanksgiving has fly by and time has fly by. Here we are again to celebrate another Thanksgiving. Not long ago, 2002, we have celebrated Thanksgiving. But as we celebrate Thanksgiving today, are you thankful to be alive? Are you thankful that you are still kicking and moving? Are you thankful for this place of worship? Look at the snow. We wouldn't want to be outside and worshiping and praising the Lord now. But thank the Lord for this place of worship. Are you thankful that your sins are forgiven? Are you thankful that you have salvation in Christ? Are you thankful that you continue to receive prayers, answers to your prayers? There are thousands of things that we can be thankful for. So today, I have asked Reverend Bruce Hobb and Reverend Nusa, Pastor Nusa, to come up and share what they're most thankful for this year. So, Reverend Bruce Hobbs, you first.
I am so thankful that the Lord has given me Brooklyn Center and the surrounding area as a place to minister, and this church to call my home. And I am thankful for my wife, Donna, and my boys, Jason, Ryan, and Christopher. That is what I am most thankful for this last year. The Lord has blessed me with a family who, yet at 18, 19, and 21 for my boys, they are boys of whom I am proud of all three. And I have no need or any reason to be ashamed of any of them. And I am thankful for that, because not every parent can say that in this day and age. I am thankful for the way the Lord has provided for this church, not just Northbrook, but Northbrook and Hmong Community Alliance Church, because we are indeed one here, and the way He's provided and cared for the building, the people, and the means to fix the roof. We'll be doing that again later. I praise God for the humor that He's given us so that we can see these big projects and not be afraid, but laugh. I just thank God for all of you who are here, and I thank God for our colleagues like Pastor Nusong and Pastor Chutu, who I can share ministry with. Thank you. And thank you, God.
Thank you, Reverend Bruce. And Pastor Nusa, come up and share.
Sure.
First of all, I want to give thanks to the Lord. He's worthy to be praised and to be given thanks to. And I'm very thankful or grateful and thankful for the Lord for giving me the basic needs and for all of us our needs and to provide for us so we can live daily. And I'm very thankful for the life, for the air that we breathe, for the breath that I breathe every moment. Without that, I won't survive, we won't survive. And I'm thankful for God, who has given a good family for me. And I want to thank you, thankful for my wife, for my kids, Andrew, Mark, and Joshua. And I thank you, or very thankful for God that He gave me the opportunity to come here and serve in Minnesota. It's a place that we never intend to be here, but God wants us to be here. And we have the opportunity to serve God and serve with my brother here, Pastor Bruce, and also Pastor Chitu, he came here to serve God with us. And I'm also thankful for all the things that we do here together, and we serve God here together. And I'm also thankful for the spirit of unity, the spirit of fellowship, and all that going on in these two churches. And thank you, God, and thank you for all His blessings.
Thank you, Reverend Hobbs and Pastor Nassa. Thank you. Thanksgiving is not a new tradition that was brought about or started by the pilgrims. Thanksgiving was not started by the pilgrims. The first time the human race gave thanks to God is found in Genesis chapter 4. First, Cain offers some of his harvest to the Lord, and then Abel offers the first lamb to the Lord. They give thanks to God by offering what they have to the Lord. They wanted to do something to let God know that they appreciate the things that God has given to them. So they offer what they have to the Lord. God has given you so much this year. What offering do you bring to the altar of God? What offering do you bring to the altar of God? So as we celebrate Thanksgiving this year, let us be mindful of the benefits we have in Him and give Him all the praises that He deserves. Be thankful for God's forgiveness. Be thankful for God's forgiveness. Psalms chapter 103, verse 2-3a says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins." One of the benefits we receive when we surrender ourselves to God is the forgiveness of sin. The pardon of sin is the first thing I mention here because sin has kept the good things of God away from us. But by the pardon of sin, we are restored to the favor of God, which bestows good things unto us. So at the moment of repentance, God said, "I forgive you. I forgive you. All your sins are washed away. You are now restored to holiness in the presence of God. Your relationship with Him is renewed." Isn't that awesome to be restored, to be forgiven? Yes, amen for that. That's awesome. So the very thing that hinders us from the Father is now being lifted away from us. Sin has no more control in our lives. We are now free. We now have peace. We now have joy in our life. So as we live in peace and joy, let us praise the Lord. Let us praise the Lord for the most inner being of us. Give Him thanks. Give Him praise because He has forgiven our sin. He has renewed us from within. How great it is to have this benefit. The benefit of forgiveness. The benefit of forgiveness. Let us remember that. That God has forgiven us. Has forgiven our sin. In his short story, The Captain of the World, The Capital of the World, Ernest Hemingway tells the story of his Spanish father and his teenage son. The relationship between this father and son became so strained and eventually shattered when the rebellious son, whose name was Paco, a common Spanish name, ran away from home. As a last resort, the exhausted father, from his search, put an ad in the Madrid newspaper and hoping that his son would read it and his son would respond to the ad. Here's what the ad said. The ad read, "Dear Paco, please meet me in front of the newspaper office at noon. All is forgiving. Love, Father." As Hemingway tells the story, the next day at noon, in front of the newspaper office, there were 800 Pacos all seeking forgiveness from their fathers. Our Heavenly Father forgives our sins just in the same way that Paco's father forgave him. It doesn't matter what our sin is. The Father forgives our sin. When I was still pastoring in Green Bay, I received a white shirt as a gift from an elder. And I only wore it once. And I got a big grease stain right on the chest right here. And it doesn't matter how I washed it, doesn't matter how my wife washed it. The big stain is still there. So today it's just hanging in my closet at home. A deep stain is virtually impossible to remove from clothing. And the stain of sin seems equally permanent. But God can forgive all our sins. Doesn't matter how permanent it is. God can forgive. He can wipe it out. "Come now, let us reason together," says the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, and they shall be as white as snow. Though they are like red crimson, they shall be as wool." Isaiah 1:18. God can forgive our sin. He can make it pure, make it white as snow. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, are you thankful that our Heavenly Father has forgiven your sins? If you are thankful today, let me hear you say amen. 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 We should say amen. We should praise the Lord for His forgiveness. He has forgiven our sin. But if you have not asked Him today to forgive your sin, this is the moment to do it. He can wash away your sin. He can forgive your sin. He can restore you to holiness. He can restore you to the relationship in Him. Today is the day. You can be forgiven on this Thanksgiving celebration. You don't have to live in fear. You don't have to live in guilt. You don't have to live in shame. But instead, you can live in peace and enjoy and love in the comfort of the Father. Surrender yourself. Surrender your sin to Him. And He'll renew you. He'll forgive you for your sins. It is this benefit that we have today that we should give thanks to the Father because He has forgiven our sin. Doesn't matter what it is. He has forgiven our sin. So as we celebrate, praise the Lord for His forgiveness. Be thankful for God's healing. Psalms chapter 103 verse B says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives your sin and heals all your diseases." Another benefit that we receive from God is the healing of our disease. He heals our physical disease. He heals our spiritual disease. He heals our emotional disease. And He heals our psychological disease. There's no disease in our lives that God cannot heal. He can heal any kind of disease. 23 times Jesus healed people with physical disease according to 4 Gospels. Jesus also raised 3 people from the dead. He also calmed the storm. He also fed the 5 and the 4,000 and performed many more miracles. That's the benefit that we have from the Lord. He did all these things to meet our needs. You have needs. I have needs. The Lord meets our needs, especially our physical needs. He healed us from our diseases. One of the times that Jesus healed the human physical body along with emotional and spiritual disease was when He healed a blind, mute, and demon-possessed man in Matthew chapter 12, verses 22. Matthew chapter 12, verse 22 says, "Then they brought Him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, and Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see." How awesome. How awesome. Jesus healed him. Jesus met all the needs of this man. He healed this man of physical, emotional, and spiritual diseases. This same power is with you, with us today. Jesus, "I'll be with you till the ends of the ages." This same power, this healing power, is still with us today. I can personally testify that God's healing power is still with us today. From August 2002 to April 2003, my daughter had the worst case of psoriasis. Her whole body was covered with scabs from the top of her head all the way down to the sole of her feet. My wife and I took her to doctors, to dermatologists, but they could not do anything. All my wife and I could do is just cry and pray. But yes, the power of God's healing is still here. He has healed our daughter. And today she's completely healed, except a little scab, or a little part on her wrist. So my daughter's scabs and all her illnesses has been healed because of the power of God. When my daughter was going through her illnesses, my wife and I were emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually drained. For almost a whole year, we were drained. But through the healing power of God, He has healed our daughter, and she's completely healed today. Do I have an amen for healing, the healing power of God? Amen. His healing power is still with us today. Yes, God is good. God is good. He pours out His healing power upon us every day. And so God is worthy of our praises. He is worthy of our thanks today. And I believe that in your own life you can personally testify that God has healed you or anyone or someone you know in your family. So God deserves our praises. And God deserves all our thanks. Be thankful for God's salvation. Be thankful for God's salvation. Psalms chapter 103, verses 4a says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sin and heals all your disease, who redeems your life from the pit." King David said that God is the only one who can and does redeem you from death. The word pit here is a synonym with grave. Grave is a term used to describe the end of life. We know, what do we put in grave? We only put people who die in grave. That's the end of their life. But King David said that God redeems us from the grave, from the pit. He makes us alive again after we are dead. When we were in sin, we were dead to God because we were separated from God. But because of His love for us, He redeems us from death and gave us life through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's awesome. That's awesome. So are you thankful that you are redeemed by God today? Are you thankful? If you are thankful, let me hear an amen.
Amen.
Amen. I am thankful that I have been redeemed from the pit, from death. Let me share with you a little bit about Joseph McGee's life and how God has redeemed him from life of gang, drugs, alcohol, women, and violence. I met Joe a few months ago at a youth advocate workshop. I was moved by his story when how God has changed his life. So last Thursday, I have asked Joe McGee to come in and to share my youth, my Lighthouse youth. His story is also featured in the East Side Review, November 2nd, 1998. Joe came from an abusive home on the west side of St. Paul. At the age of 9 years old, he moved to Chicago with his sister because his dad was an abusive alcoholic and his mother was a diabetic, so they could not take care of him. So he had to go with his sister to Chicago, where her sister was attending college. But things didn't get any better. When Joe got to Chicago, he got involved in gangs his whole life for 10 or more years. That's his life. He was involved in gangs and drugs, women. So after 10 years, his sister got tired of that. So his sister sent him back home to St. Paul. But when he got to St. Paul, things didn't change. His life was still the same. He got hooked up with his old friends, his gangs. He started to do drugs. He started to sell drugs again. Eventually, that had led to his arrest and his time at St. Cloud State Prison. At St. Cloud Prison, Joe came to know Jesus. He said, quote, "In prison, there was nothing to do but a lot of free time. And there were these Christian people who came in and do Bible study. So I got involved. After a while, I started to read the Bible and surrender my life to Jesus," end of quote. I believe that the prison that Joe has faced is his pit, is his grave. And the Lord has saved him from his pit, which is the prison. So after serving three years at St. Cloud State Prison, he was released to be a productive member of society. Now Joe does workshop advocating for youth and sharing his faith with as many groups, as many people as he can. In the same way, God has saved us from our pit. Think back. What kind of grave, what kind of pit has God rescued you from? Which kind of grave, which kind of pit that God has rescued you from? So as we think of the place where God has rescued us from now, let us be thankful. Let us be thankful that we're no longer there. We're no longer in that pit. We're no longer in that grave. But we have been raised from there by the Father. God has redeemed us from our particular pit. He has given us salvation. He has given us eternal life. He has given us perfect tranquility. He gave us peace. So today, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, give Him thanks for His redemption. Give Him praise for redeeming us from that pit that we were. Be thankful for God's anointing crown. Psalms chapter 103, verse 4b says, "Praise the Lord, O my God, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sin and heals all your disease, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion." King David used the concept crown to convey the idea of anointing. The only time we anoint someone or something is when we set apart a person with something to be worthy or of value. He said that we should give thanks to God because He has crowned us with His love and His compassion. We are worthy of His love and His compassion. He was willing to do anything for us. And He proved His anointing through His Son, Jesus Christ. Because of His love for us, He sent His Son to die on the rugged cross for our sin. And to crown us with love and compassion. Love and compassion are two of the sweetest side of God. Love and compassion is two of the sweetest side of God. It's His love that saves us from death. It's His compassion that we are made His children. He treats us as His prince and princess. You are no longer His enemies, but you are His royal sons and royal daughters. That's awesome. Are you thankful that you are now His royal sons and royal daughters? I am thankful that God has crowned, anointed us with love and compassion. Dr. P.P. Bliss, the evangelistic singer and composer, said that he wrote the sacred song, How I Love Jesus, when he was a young man. Growing older, however, he realized more deeply how insignificant is our love toward God compared to His love for us. So hence, in his later years, he wrote that appealing hymn, which children so love to sing, and we as adults, we still love to sing, says, I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of His love in the book of He has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is theirs, that Jesus loves me. Yes, God has crowned you with His love. God has crowned you with His compassion. When Jesus saw us, He loved us and had compassion on us because we were like sheep without shepherds. And Jesus became our shepherd. He became our Savior. He crowned us with love and compassion because no one loved us. No one had compassion on us. But Jesus has love on us. He has crowned us with His love and compassion. His love is what sustains us as we walk through this world. His compassion is our hope of forgiveness and eternal life. Let us give thanks to God for His love and His compassion. Because today God has anointed us with His crown of love and peace. Be thankful for God's giving. Psalms chapter 103, verses 5. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgets all your sin and heals all your disease, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. King David said that God knows our desires fully, and He only gives what is good to us. Aren't you happy? God knows our desires fully. He satisfied our desire to the point that it will even renew the youth within us. King David used an eagle to illustrate what will be like when God gives us good things in our lives. We know that every year an eagle casts off her old decaying feathers and get new feathers every year. When she grew new feathers, she is stronger than ever to soar the sky because the new feathers are young and strong. So when we get things from good things from the Lord, our desire is quenched. Okay, I'll say that again. When we get good things from the Lord, our desire is quenched with inspiration, motivation, joy, and peace. And surely those things will bring out the youth in you. It doesn't matter if we are young or old. When God gives us good things in life, our innermost being is renewed with fresh energy and inspiration. And we feel like we can live forever. Because we are renewed. We are renewed. I don't know if you ever took the time to observe the people who are driving in front of you or beside you on the road. Especially if they are driving an expensive sports car like a Porsche. I love to peek over and see what the individual looks like. To my observation, most of the people who drive expensive sporty car are old and white-haired individuals. Notice that? Every time you observe, you'll notice that most of the time. So when King David said, God satisfy our desires with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles, God give us things that will energize, inspire, and motivate us to live and to renew our life even though we are old. We are decaying, but God will give us good things in our lives to renew us, to inspire us, to energize, to motivate us to live. Today, God is giving you a spirit of peace and joy. He renewed your desire by giving you good things every moment of your life. He gave you a family. He gave you a job. He gave you a house. He gave you two or three cars. Not just one, two or three cars. He gave you a place to worship. He gave you eternal life. Are you thankful? Are you thankful that God has given you good things? Does He know your desire fully? Are you thankful today that you have received good things from the Lord? If you are thankful, let's hear an amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thanks Him for all the good things that the Lord has given to us. Doesn't matter if we're young or old. God gives us things to satisfy us, to renew us, to motivate us to live. So we should praise the Lord for that. Give Him praise. Give Him thanks. So as we celebrate Thanksgiving today, let us not take for granted the benefits of forgiveness, healing, salvation, the crown of love and compassion, and the giving of the Lord. Psalms 30 verse 4 said, sing praise to the Lord, all His faithful people. Remember what the Holy One has done and give Him thanks. And give Him thanks. So never forget what the Lord has done for you. So as we celebrate today, just don't let this be a Thanksgiving, not a day that we come together and eat and that's it. But truly, truly thank the Lord. Praise Him. I would love you for you to write a Thanksgiving card to the Lord. We send Thanksgiving cards to our friends, our families, and people we know. But have you written a Thanksgiving card to the Lord for His benefits He has given to you today? So as you leave from here, think of what you can say to thank the Lord for giving you all His benefits. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for Your word this morning. Lord, You have given us so much. How can we thank You? How can we praise You? Well, Lord, we will surely try. We will surely try to praise You and thank You from the innermost being of us so that, Lord, we can give You that praise, that glory, that thanks that You deserve. And Lord, we thank You for Your benefits. Let us not forget that as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Let us give You the best thing of our lives. Let us give You the praise and the thanks that is due to You. So Father, this morning, we thank You for Your word. Let us praise You. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you.